Precio, precio.
Then we have another masculine noun.
Combustible.
Gasoline.
Combustible. Combustible.
And then up we have a verb.
Subir.
To go up, to get in, to a vehicle.
Subir, subir.
El pretérito perfecto. Nati, could you explain the preterite perfect tense for us?
Con mucho gusto.
Hold on, let me get ready.
Okay, well, the preterite perfect or el pretérito perfecto express an action in the past that is linked in some way to present or is that near the present.
It sounds simple enough.
Espérate. We know that the action took place prior to the moment of speech, but we don't really know when it finished.
Okay, I'm still with you, but how is this tense used usually?
Well, it's usually used with a temporal expression. That way it can make a little clearer when the action took place.
Sure, now formation?
Okay, this is where it might get a little tricky. Okay, to form the preterite perfect, use the present tense of the auxiliary verb haber and a participle.
Okay, that sounds simple enough.
Do I detect a hint of sarcasm?
Oh no, Nati, it's more than just a hint. If it is that simple, what about irregular forms?
Well, that happens when the participle is irregular. Listen to the forms of haber are the same no matter what kind of participle is used.
Okay, let me try. The regular participle is formed by removing the infinitive ending and adding ado for AR verbs and ido for ER and IR verbs. So that's ADO for AR verbs and IDO for ER or IR verbs.
Yeah, well, okay. Let's try this formation with some verbs.
Okay, which?
Contar.
To count.
Correr.
To run.
Dormir.
One of my favorites, to sleep.
Bueno, número uno. So the infinitive is contar and the participle is?
Contado.
Contado, right. So the auxiliary verb haber.
Yo he contado.
Nice, which means?
I have counted.
How about in a plural form?
Nosotros hemos contado. We have counted.
Exactamente.
So I see, we keep the past participle of the verb in question and what changes is the auxiliary verb, haber.
So really, all you have to remember is how to conjugate haber and combine them. Okay, dos, correr.
To run, right. Participle, corrido. So tú has corrido, you have run.
And the plural?
Han corrido, they have run.
I think you got the hang of it.
Hey, just for good measure, the last verb was dormir.
To sleep, go ahead.
Él ha dormido.
Mm-hmm.
He has slept, singular, and ellas han dormido. They have slept, feminine.
God loved Learning Center.
Oh, trust me, Nati, I do. So, Nati, how is the preterite perfect used in the conversation?
Pero el precio de combustible ha subido un montón.
But the price of gas has gone way up.
So here we see, ha subido, haber, plus the participle of subir.
So the cabbie is just saying that it's gone up.
Not exactly. It has gone up. And this difference shows that the past action goes into the future.
Sí, ¿a dónde va?
A la cuadra 7 de la calle San Agustín en San Miguel.
A ver, la cuadra 7 de la calle San Agustín, 70 colones.
¿70 colones? No se pase, maestro, nunca pago más que 30.
Sí, pero el precio de combustible ha subido un montón. Mire, la llevo por 60 colones.
50 está bien, salimos.
Ya, suba.
Now we have the review track.
You mean the place to improve our comprehension and pronunciation.
That's the one, Nati.
So here's how it works.
I'll say a word or a phrase in English, and then wait for a few seconds for you to translate it into Spanish. And then we'll give it in Spanish a couple times, so that it really, really sticks.
I can live with that.
Shall we begin?
Vamos.
Where are you headed?
¿A dónde va? ¿A dónde va?
The 7th block of San Agustín Street in San Miguel.
A la cuadra 7 de la calle San Agustín en San Miguel. A la cuadra 7 de la calle San Agustín en San Miguel.
Let me see.
A ver.
But the price of gas has gone way up.
Pero el precio de combustible ha subido un montón.
Should we go?
Salimos.
All right, get in.
Ya, suba.
All right, now it's time to switch it up. This time around, we'll start with the Spanish word or phrase. We'll give you a few seconds to translate this word to English.